For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
This is a little bit silly, but it's really captured my attention over the weekend. So a video has gone viral with over 2.6 million shares, and it all begins from this Reddit thread. Now, look, I'm going
to... Davo, I told you to get off the Reddit.
I love Reddit.
It's a scary place, that
it
Reddit.
It is. You can see some crazy views on there. But look, this is what the Reddit thread reads.
Okay.
When I was growing up, our local politician said we only cover women's breasts in public because we were made with our areolas. Sorry. We were made with our areolas to appear like giant eyes to ward off predators. Since women usually have larger areolas, it can startle horses.
So hang on, he's saying that like humans have evolved, like during the evolution process, before clothes were around, women's bodies in particular, the, mm-hmm. because of breasts,
mm-hmm.
and the areolas are bigger on a female stereotypically than a male.
Yes.
We evolved that way to scare off mm-hmm. predators.
So now what's happened in modern day is that if you were to have your breasts out with a horse, it would startle them.
So have horses not evolved with the rest of the animal universe?
Well, this That's is the crazy. Thing. It seems like a crazy myth on online because the video seems to be... Because the video seems to be of a girl out in a paddock trying to myth bust this rumor. So she's out in the paddock. There's a couple of horses in the paddock. She's got her norks out, porky pigs, if you will. And the horses have been a little startled and sort of trot off.
Oh.
So she's proven this right technically with this thing.
Now, here, can I ask a couple of questions?
Yeah.
In the video, is it like the raw audio? Can you hear like sound, or is there like music over it?
No, you can't hear the raw audio.
Because I'm unfortunately, because of the internet and the history that it's especially with AI,
mm-hmm.
I'm very skeptical of anything I see on the internet.
Yeah.
And like maybe someone did a big clap and they just haven't used that audio. In that footage.
Maybe.
I hate being skeptical. I hate it.
Or maybe this local politician from Reddit was right and horses are startled by women's breasts. You have grown up on a farm, right? Around
yeah.
a farm.
Yeah.
Farm adjacent. And have you ever experienced this? Do you know, like, are horses... Is this a real rumour? Is this true?
Well, Grandma and Pa's farm was mostly cattle run.
Mm-hmm.
There were horses, but he got rid of the horses by the time I was probably 10. And I don't remember Grandma going out with intent to scare the horses.
Mm-hmm.
By
you never know, though. You don't know. Well,
we only went there on the weekends, really, at the farm. But yeah, then they got rid of the horses and went to the dog food factory, and it was just cows. So,
ooh, that was hard to listen to.
I don't remember Grandma or any of them. Dad's sisters
flashing doing like, the horses
like
to
at
test.
Christmas. It wasn't like a let's go to the paddock and flash the horses,
it
which would have been a fun game.
It is interesting though. Like I don't know. Do you think that they would be startled? Do you think they would?
David,
be like,
can I ask you? Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you want to?
Oui.
Do you want to flash a horse?
Like scientifically, like for science,
yeah.
I'm not saying I don't want to. Do you know what I mean? I want to see if this rumor's real.
I want to be a mythbuster.
I want to be a mythbuster.
Now, I feel scared to also show my eagerness to help just for the whole wife and child business. But how, from a completely behind you standpoint, how can I assist you? Because I want to help. I want to help.
That's really nice of you. Well, I think first of all, before we jump into that, like before we jump into getting the porky pigs out for a horse,
an actual horse. I'd be curious to know about ponies as well, but we can focus on a horse.
I'd love to know if anyone has a horse and knows if this rumor is true.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, do you know?
Are your horses startled by
breasts?
I don't know if I'm allowed to ask that.
No, you
are. You have to ask it. I can't ask it.
If you're a farm person, if you've got horses, do you know if horses are scared of breasts?
All right. Put a pin in it. I'm eager to help from behind the scenes.
What, you don't think this is...
But I'm liking where this is going in a complete work sense.
Of course.
Very
course.
Professional.
Tim and Davo.
I got into a bit of a tiff with my cousin last week over the phone. because we were having a bit of a chat. It's a Thursday night. What are you giggling
it's
at?
It's just like, this is a conversation I would have when I'm 16. And still speak to my cousins. It's so cool that you like that you have a best mate that's your cousin.
Yeah, we're very close.
When you're an adult, it just drops off, hey?
Not when you've got a couple of ripper cousins like me and her. You know, we are good. But yeah, I was having a chat to her on the phone on Thursday night. She was talking about her plans on the weekend and she goes, next weekend I'm going to Ash's birthday. And I said, isn't that this weekend? And she goes, yeah, next weekend.
She said this on Friday.
This is on Thursday night.
Thursday night. Well, I mean, technically it is the next weekend, but I wouldn't... If she said that to me, I would assume she's talking about like the 14th and 15th coming
That's
up.
That's right. Next weekend, because this weekend is the one coming and then next weekend is the weekend after.
I mean, English in many ways has set us up to fail.
Mm-hmm.
It really has, because both of those sentences are technically correct from your opinion and from her opinion. From her stance, she's going, well, next weekend. Well, what is the next weekend? For her, it was the long weekend. Also, this weekend is the exact same weekend for you.
It is not the way to go. I mean, her argument was, well, technically it is the next weekend, as you're saying.
Well, it's such a shame that you got into your 30s and now you have finally distanced yourself from your cousin. Like, you've lasted such a long time and for this to be the reason it trips over. I'm totally on your side.
I think it's confusing if you're saying next weekend. But when I know that that is technically the next weekend, but it's this weekend.
I reckon... This is going to sound terrible to say. I reckon my wife's got a bit of this.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
That's a shame. I really liked her.
5 years in as well. Wedding anniversary is the end of the month. I'll have to call and cancel all the bookings we made.
It's confusing.
Is there any point in time where you can say next weekend and it literally be the weekend? Like even on a Monday, can you say next weekend? Or are you jumping forward still?
I'm always jumping forward. If it's a Monday, if you were talking about next weekend, I would absolutely be thinking about the 20, whatever it is.
So today's Tuesday. Mm-hmm. David, what are you up to next weekend?
The 21st, you mean? Yeah.
Right. So not like this Saturday. This is the thing. This weekend, you're going to be at the Cats Freo game hosting our BFF winners.
Yeah, it's tough work. Someone's got to do it.
But that's this weekend.
Yes.
Not next weekend.
Correct.
Okay. But I see... It is the next weekend, Davo. And I've brought this up today already on the show, because you and I seem to be clicking today for whatever reason. Have we considered somebody else's perspective?
No. I don't need to. We don't need to get like upset about it. But I just want to. I want to clear it up.
I'm ready to go if you need me to. I'll be the biggest cheerleader.
I love getting upset.
Yeah, she does.
I want to know on 52232955, when is next weekend?
We wanted to hit the phones with this. Maybe other people are on your cousin's side. And I think this is good, because if you have someone in your life that speaks like this, you want to use this as evidence. Be like, hey, I was listening to Tim and Dave while I was on the ring road and they said this. So it could be a Staxon, could be someone else's perspective. Let's go to Caleb from Thompson. Caleb, what do you think? When is next weekend?
Well, I'm similar to you, Tim. My partner's the same. She says the same thing.
Awful.
Sorry, mate.
But they sound terrible.
This weekend is... Well, she's not, but this weekend is this weekend. So the 14th and the...
15th,
yeah. Like the 14th, 15th and all that. And next weekend is the 20th, which is her birthday. So
but would she be... But
Caleb, give her a shout out.
it's all good. News of content.
Caleb. So if she was talking to you tonight, she would say, I can't wait for my birthday next weekend. Are you saying that's what she'd say?
Yes, correct. Mm. And that's the correct way of saying it.
No, he's on our side.
Yeah, I know that's what I'm saying. But she's not.
Well, I think he's on our side.
I don't know, Caleb. You're a rogue element and we love you. Annie in Breakwater, when to you is next weekend?
The weekend after this one.
Okay.
Yeah. Beautiful.
I'm liking this.
The 21st, 22nd.
There we go.
Great. I'll be chopping this audio up and sending it to my cousin.
Because Annie.
Yeah, you should.
This weekend, the Cats are playing their first home game in Geelong, right?
That's correct, yep.
So not next weekend.
No, this weekend.
Not next weekend.
Oh, another one. On the tally.
This is good. Lloyd, Armstrong, Craig. Surely this isn't a Staxon. We don't often get this on the show, but... What do you think? When is next weekend?
Our Legends, in my opinion, it's Saturday week. So it wouldn't be this Saturday, it'd be next Saturday. Yeah. If we're referring to, you know, going to a birthday party or to an event.
Again, English really just coming in clutch, keeping us all on our toes here. So
there's no one that really agrees with what my cousin had to say.
Yeah, she might be unwell. Should check Lloyd, appreciate the stacks on. The weight is getting overpowering there for Davo's cousin. Yeah, well, I guess you're going to have to break off ties because you can't. I can't be known to be you associated with someone like that, Davo.
I mean, I can't believe we all disagreed.
There's a first for everything.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
David Guetta, Teddy Swims. Tones and I, gone. It is 3:52. We're Tim and Davo here on K-Rock. And I think gone is the chances Geelong has of getting this very cheap $10 Tones and I concert.
Yeah.
It's just not coming through, is it?
No, I don't think it is, unfortunately. But we still love her. Yeah, she's a legend. She's an Aussie chicky babe doing her best. Much like me right now. I'm trying my best to be a good person.
Okay, it's hard sometimes.
Well, the thing is, when things irritate you so deeply and so often, you've really got to fight those demons to be your nicest version of yourself.
Well, I think what you said there is great because, like, people that say, I'm a good person, it's like, all right, calm down. You said, I try to be a good person. And that's what you do every day. You wake up. All you can do is try and be a better person than you were yesterday, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I can tell you over the weekend, something pushed me that I got to the point where I thought, well, I could be a real nasty person right now, but I'm not going to be.
Now we have
trying our best.
There are rumours that you might be one of the pettiest people out there and love the R word, which is revenge.
Yeah.
And you're yet to tell us these crazy stories, but another time.
That's another time. My revenge stories are for another time. I am trying to be a good person. No, look, on the weekend I went to the shops and I was trying to find something to wear to Somersault Festival.
Right.
And I popped into Westfield and I found a little place there and I got a jacket and I thought, that's pretty cool, no worries. Couldn't afford it, to be honest.
That's exactly what clothes shopping is. You go, have I budgeted this in? No. Do I, for some reason, need this immediately? Yes.
Yeah.
That's clothes shopping.
I was looking for an outfit lifeline and I found it and okay. I got it and I thought, that's fantastic. That's what I'll wear. Didn't end up wearing. That's a story for another time.
I was going to say the photo you put on Instagram. Story for another time. All of those clothes.
No, story for another time. Anyway, I've gone to the counter with this jacket. Not a cheap jacket. I put it over the counter. They're putting it through. They're like, would you like a bag? And I was like, yeah, I'd love a bag. They said, well, that will be $5.
Yeah, I think.
$5, Tim. $5. That's not a $2 tote. That's not a $1 paper bag.
Was it a canvas bag?
Yes.
Well.
Five.
Hey, I didn't sell you the bag.
No, my issue here is I didn't have another option. Your only option was to either carry this expensive jacket that I've just bought with the receipt free in hand.
Just roaming around.
Can I tell you? Or a $5 bag.
Did you bring this bag in today?
Yes.
Okay, can I tell you a story? Not only a week ago was I at that exact shop.
Yep.
Keep it nameless.
Oh, please do.
I received not one, but two of those bags for $0.
How?
I did spend a lot of money there.
But so did I. I can tell you.
I can guarantee you.
I know you did because you've got spent a full new more money.
I reckon they must have a limit and they go, all right, if they spend, I don't know, $100, $200, you get a bag.
Yeah.
You get
$5
discount.
That's where I was at, man. Yeah, that's where I was at, though. This is the thing. I was at the money where that should have been given to me.
So what do you think $100, that's a bag?
For sure.
$50?
Nah, I reckon $100 you're easily getting a free bag.
Well, look, at least you've paid the money, and I've already seen you're using the bag to get its money's worth now.
Mm.
So you're on the right track. Obviously, you're furious. We can all tell. But had you considered, I don't know, maybe it was a straight white man thing. You know,
dude,
things come
no,
easy
no.
for me.
As if you're not outraged that you had to spend $5 on a bag. That's ridiculous.
I would have carried it
come
with
on.
A receipt in my cleavage on the way out.
It's Tim and Davo.
Davo, we had enough fun with this last week. I thought it would be worth bringing it back. As the parent of a 2.5-year-old little boy by the name of Jack, he's doing heaps.
He's a busy boy and he's so damn cute.
He's a very cute boy.
Takes after his mum, no doubt.
Thank you. I would have to agree for the safety of my marriage. But Davo, what I've got for you, it's toddler time here on K-Rock. And what we're going to do is I am going to ask you the questions that my son has asked me in the last week. Because I didn't think at 2.5 I'd be copping these kind of fly balls in my direction.
Interesting. And I mean, obviously me being so skilled with children, yep. It's a perfect little matchup here.
Okay. So there's a few like pretty casual ones, some heavy ones.
Okay.
I'll tell you right now. Dave-o, where does coffee come from?
Mate, they are... Coffee comes from plants.
Plants, right.
They
what
make
type
little
of plant?
Bean, little bean plants. Right. And they come from the ground, and yep. then we grind it up and we drink it.
Why?
Gives you energy.
Why?
Because you're tiring me out, brother.
Yeah, that's kind of the follow-up. Why did the goat try and eat my T-shirt?
Because you're tasty, kid. You had crumbs
again,
on your T-shirt.
These are all... There's no context when he's asked me these questions. Apparently, the day before, he went to like a little farm kind of thing with my wife, and a goat tried to eat his T-shirt. Mm. And he's very concerned that this is going to become a big problem in his life.
Yeah, I mean, I might also go down the route of being like, oh, well, you know, goats eat little boys.
And that would have come back on me, and I would have, you know, never slept. So that would have been good, because he would have been having nightmares about that. Hey, Dave-o, where do zebras sleep?
They sleep... Mate, zebras go to sleep like many other animals in a little stable under some leaves.
Oh, so even in the, you know, the African desert, the Sahara desert, they'll find a nice little stable.
Absolutely.
That's pre-built out in the desert.
Nah, zebras get on their hind legs, brother, and they get up there and they make themselves a little home.
He would love that because he's loving building at the moment, so yeah. I think he would get around that. Bit of a heavy one. Where does sad come from?
Oh, my ex.
Sorry, don't take this as personal.
Sorry.
Where does his sad come from? And where does sad in general come from?
I'd be putting on Inside Out, that Pixel movie, and getting him to learn some lessons from that. Sad comes from your heart and soul, mate.
That's what I said. I said sad comes from your heart.
Yeah.
And it's like when you're feeling happy, but it's the opposite.
Yeah.
And he said, I sometimes feel sad. Oh. I was like, please, man. You're breaking my heart. Last question. Don't feel like you need to go too deep into
okay.
this. Where are my fish?
Ask your father. He killed him.
As I've stated multiple times, I haven't killed the fish. I'm just doing little to nothing to keep them alive.
Suspicious.
Robbie and Globby are left, and he's very aware that we've only got two. But, yeah, he is starting to get on my back about why his fish are slowly disappearing.
Yeah.
And God knows. That's what I said to him. God knows.
Oh, perfect.
Apparently you're not meant to say that to a two-year-old.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.